Today is Ash Wednesday, February 14th, the first day of Lent. Thanks for being here. Our time today begins with Trappist monk and author Thomas Merton. He is quoted as saying, "Ash Wednesday is full of joy. The source of all sorrow is the illusion that of ourselves we are anything but dust." Thomas Merton did not grow up Catholic, but by the end of his life, the Trappist monk had become one of the most publicly visible contemplatives and influential Catholic authors of the 20th century. More than 60 book titles of Merton's writings are now printed in English. He also penned hundreds of poems and articles on a variety of topics, including contemplative life, prayer, civil rights, the nuclear arms race, and nonviolence. His best-selling autobiography, The Seven-Story Mountain, is the story of his own spiritual journey. "To seek God," Thomas Merton once wrote, "means to live in Christ, to find the Father in His incarnate Son, participating through faith and the denial of self in Christ's obedience, poverty, and charity." Born on January 31, 1915, in Prades, France, Merton permanently moved to the United States in 1935, where he studied at Columbia University in New York. While at the university, Merton converted to the Catholic faith. He entered monastic life at the Abbey of Gethsemane at Trappist, Kentucky in 1941. Merton dedicated himself to the Order of Cistercians of the Strict Observance, Trappists, the most ascetic of all Roman Catholic monastic orders. 27 years to the day he entered the abbey, Merton died on December 10, 1968. Although today is Valentine's Day, it remains a day of fasting and abstinence. Now let's turn to the gospel and reflection for today. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at table with the apostles. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat it again until there is fulfillment in the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 16. When the sun set on Thursday evening, the great feast of Passover began for the Jewish people. Its centerpiece was a meal at which the paschal lamb was eaten. At this meal, Jesus looked to the past, the night when the Israelites escaped from slavery in Egypt. But he also looked to the future, the great banquet in heaven. Lent also looks two ways. I look to my past, joys and sorrows, successes and failures, good deeds and sins. But I also look to my future, the great feast of Easter, and the assured victory of life over all forms of death. The ashes on my forehead are not a gloomy symbol. They express my belief that through death I find life. Dying to old ways of sin brings the peace I've always wanted. No Lenten penance dead ends in pain. Beneath true penance is always the experience of God's loving presence, plus the sense that I'm moving in a good direction. I can spend a lot of time on my past, maybe too much. Maybe I should talk to the Lord about my future. For starters, talk about these next 50 days. Don't drift half-heartedly into Lent. Plunge into it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.